Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota. My name is Charlie Polkerbeck. I am going to be your host for the next hour of the show. And first, I'd like to just start right off by letting you know that Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And we thank them for that. I think I'm going to get started. I kind of got probably a majority of the show tonight is on the raucous side of things, but we're going to build into that, and we're going to start off with a couple of songs from Duluth band Low. It's still holding and probably going to take the top prize for a Minnesota artist, in my opinion. I haven't heard everything that's out there, admittedly, but boy, this record from this year from Low called Come On is fantastic. And this time we're going to hear the track Done.
Thank you.
That was the Magic Castles out of Minneapolis. I believe some roots up in the area here. I'm not exactly sure about the details of that, but I think that there's some connections to the Bemidji area. And that comes from a record called The Lore of Mysticore. Magic Castles, they're low before that. From their release, The Great Destroyer, from back in 2004, 2005, actually. We heard Just Stand Back from The Great Destroyer. And also from Low, Duluth band Low, we heard Done from their release from this year called Come On. And that started off our show. This is Center Stage Minnesota, showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians and artists. Continuing with that, we're going to get into some country-ish, country rockish. Well, it'll start off kind of country and get a little more rockish. We're going to hear something from a band who I'm expecting to hear a new record from. Has released a new record any day now, Romantica, which is a band centered around Ben Kyle. This is from their 2009 release called Control Alt Country Delete. This is Tonight I'm Leaving You for Love.
Doesn't matter.
know the footsteps you keep wandering on and on. Pouring rain at dawn, set yourself at ease, you're always on my mind. Close the door, I close the door, that's all. I chose my way to fall. I don't want to be ungrateful, I don't want to be unfaithful, I just want to be the one you hold. I can't turn back the hands of time, but if I could I'd make you mine. I was always so in love with you. Landing on my knees, the rose you gave to me, healing comes to those who are the most in need. The ones you're looking for, say before I go, this is all I know, the reasons why I can't rely on all this time. It only goes so slow. I don't want to be ungrateful, I don't want to be unfaithful, I just want to be the one you hold. Can't turn back the hands of time, but if I could I'd make you mine. I was always so in love with you.
From the Jayhawks release from this year, Mockingbird Time, and a great release from the Jayhawks. I think it's a very good release, and I couldn't be happier to see Mark Olson and Gary Lowris working together again, although I don't think that it is actually as good as the one that came out last year under the title of just Gary Lowris and Mark Olson. That one had some real magic in it. This one has... So is definitely worth purchasing if you're a Jayhawks fan, but somehow I think that that one actually was a little bit better. Really like that song, though, Pouring Rain at Dawn, and that comes from the new Jayhawks release, Mockingbird Time. We heard from Brothers Burn Mountain before that. From Deep in Dark Woods, we heard Cut the Last Cigarette, and starting off that set was Romantica with Tonight I'm Leaving You for Love from Control Alt Country Delete. My name is Charlie Polkerbeck. I am your host for this edition of Center Stage Minnesota, and that is our show that focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians. And let's see what I've got coming up here. I've got something new from a band called The Campbells that actually... last July, when I went down to the Twin Cities to see the Jayhawks, did a little guerrilla marketing and left some a CD on the cash machine purposefully and for someone to pick up. And my wife did that, and I really enjoy this record. It's called Inside of Out There. It came out last year. We'll also hear something from 2000 from Billy Dankert, who was the drummer for the Gear Daddies, and he plays his own solo music these days. He gets out front now and plays the guitar. Although when you see the Gear Daddies reunions, you will still see him behind the guitars. Billy Dankert wrote only about probably 10 to 20% of the songs that got published by the Gear Daddies, but they were some of my favorites, Martin Zeller being the one who would have written the others. And here's one of those songs, probably my favorite Gear Daddy song, and you probably heard it before, but this one's a bit timeless to me. I just love the little bit of a snarl in the attitude of the lyrics and the music. This is Time Heals from Billy's live beat, The Gear Daddies.
Airport on a summer night.
toy gun, a canteen, and a knife. Imagination is my best friend.
That's from the Campbells 2010 release called The Inside of Out There. I could not guarantee that they're from Minnesota, but they did happen to leave this CD in a marketing ploy at First Avenue on the cash machine during a Jayhawks show. So I'm guessing that they are. But I went online and I just could not find out specific geographical hometown information. But then, nonetheless, that is the Campbells with The Liquor and Drugs, A Whole Lot Better Than the Pain. Billy Dankert Bill Dankert and the Real Austin Airs from a release from 2000 called The Vanishing Head. And we heard No Point in Turning, and the Gear Daddy started off that set with a Billy Dankert written song, Time Heals, from Billy's Live Bait. This is Center Stage of Minnesota, and this is a show focusing on the talents of Minnesota musicians from all around the state. And we're going to hear something from a couple from a band that existed in Minneapolis for most of the 90s, and I think they're still around, although not really doing a lot these days, just playing reunion shows once in a while. Band that kind of a little bit derivative of the Minutemen, but not totally, but you may hear that. And we'll hear a couple from Housebreaker, and then we'll hear a couple from a punk band from St. Paul called the Selby Tigers. This is Housebreaker with Truck Suspension.
not what you fear. What do you fear? That what you worship? What are you afraid of anyway? Test yourself with your new girlfriend. You remember the feel of 19-year-old body. See a woman or a little flower when you're the pill. I haven't gotten that far yet. Let me know you're ready. I'll pretend I'm set. Do you worship that which you fear? Again, crack knuckles failing, standing on your thrones below. Do you worship that which you fear? What do you
That is the Selby Tigers from their release Charm City on Hopeless Records. That was a great punk band that sort of extended the legacy of, sound a lot like X to me, and that's not a bad thing at all. That was called, we heard Triple Americana first, and that last song was called Droid. From the band Housebreaker, a trio, most of my favorite punk rock bands anyway are trios. We heard from their Greatest Hits Volume 1 release with the song Worship, and then we heard from a 7-inch release, 7-inch 45 release with Split with the band Helva, two songs on each side, the song Truck Suspension. You got your truck suspension, you better have truck tires. I love that. Coming up, we're going to hear from, I got Happy Apple on the way before the end of the show. We'll hear from Duluth's spinoff. I shouldn't even call them a spinoff. They're probably getting just as much attention as the rather well-known Trampled by Turtles, Dead Man Winter. And this is former Minneapolis band Pimentos for Gus.
In the sun, as rebel over the great plains, there's a state with the name like a scimitar blade.
pretty thin.
Song New Orleans from Dead Man Winter, a project that features Trampled by Turtles lead frontman Dave Simonette. And I'd say it features it, but let's see here. Produced by Dave Simonette, designed by Dave Simonette, and also songs written by Dave Simonette. Dead Man Winter out of Duluth, and sounding... Yeah, you can hear the overlap there with Trampled by Turtles, obviously, but this is really making a splash, this record here, and rightfully so. Happy Apple is a band out of Minneapolis that shares members with the Bad Plus and hasn't existed in much with as much presence since the Bad Plus has sort of exploded over the last, at least within jazz circles, over the last, probably since 2000, maybe a little later. But Happy Apple is more of an acid jazz than a smooth and syrupy jazz that I would, I guess I wouldn't call it syrupy, but Bad Plus is smoother, and they do covers of modern contemporary songs in a very sedated way. Not Happy Apple. And from a release that was put out in the late 1990s, I want to say 1998, called Please Refrain from Fronting. This is Take Wes Chandler, for instance.